Miss Juan.
Hi, Juan. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you, Amy?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you so much for asking. I was asked to call you regarding Google Ads upgrade.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
How much is it?
It's a minimum threshold of 300. That's the minimum amount of Google Ads that we start at.
Okay, because I keep getting messages from Google telling me to claim my $500 credit. So if I signed up on the Google Ads, would I be able to get those credits?
No, we don't. The credit that we give you is additional $130 credit on the first month.
Sorry, you cut out there for a second. Sorry.
It's okay. I said no. You, conceivably, if you accepted that credit, then you would have to run the ads yourself and negative keywords, positive keywords, click-through rate, all the stuff. You'd have to take care of it on your own. And then they're going to expect you to pay after that credit. With the package that we have, we give you a $130 credit is what Google gives us as the kickback. And we give that directly to our clients. So you pay $300, you get $430 for the first month. And the advantages to having us take care of it is obviously it's going to run concurrent with all of your other programming. It's going to automatically retarget off your Google profile as well as the Facebook ads. And it's going to be very specific. It's not going to be an express ad. It's going to be specific ads, particularly to the services that you're showcasing, each and every single day. So, for example, I'm just, throwing this out there. Say you have a special for vinyl fencing, 10% off anybody who, books a consultation. Then that ad is going to run live at the top of the first page of Google in the Google Ads section. So it gives you an additional spot on the first page of Google that's ran concurrent with your current Google business profile. And when somebody clicks on that one, the beauty of it is when they click on that, it takes them directly to that portion of your website. So if they're asking about chain link fence or they've clicked on the portion that's for, PVC fencing or whatever type of fencing it is that's being showcased in those ads, it's taking them directly to your website on your page in that section.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
But this is not that still wouldn't change how I pop up on Google Maps. Like when somebody searches fence company, I'm not one of the first ones that pop up on the first page. That has nothing to do with that, right? That's a directory thing.
It's going to increase how you're showing up in the local map. The more positions that you have on the first page of Google, so when you have Google Guaranteed, which is now Google Verified, you have Google Ads, you have Google Local Map, when you have everything running together, it's going to increase the activity and push you further up the list. So this is going to help with that.
Okay. Does directories have anything to do with my placement on
Yelp, Apple, Bing, Facebook? The top directories that we put you in definitely support the first page placement, and they are the top directories that Google indexes when a keyword search is done. So, for example, when somebody goes to Google and they look up best fencing contractor near me, when Google sends the web crawlers out and when they're looking at companies that are ranking, the companies that have these listings, which you do because we manage those, it helps to support your ranking and put you higher up on the list as a qualified provider. So everything works together for that placement. A couple of the things that I can encourage you to do when you're looking for your business on Google or you're looking to see where and how you're ranking is, first and foremost, one, you're going to want to make sure that you're looking at through an incognito window. When you do the search regularly on the same device, it's going to skew the results. So if you
I use other devices. I've had family members in Chicago do it. And I mean, my rating, I'm 4.9. I only have one bad review out of my 40.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely getting better.
If somebody's looking in Chicago that's 3 hours away, it's not going to give them the proper results.
Right, but if they put fence companies in Springfield, Illinois,
it still isn't going to give them the proper results because they're still 3 hours away. So you would need to look in an incognito window. Have them open an incognito window next time, and then you're going to get a true search. So that's what I'm telling you, especially if they've done that search on that device previously. Like you've asked your mom, say your mom, you know, and you're like, hey, can you check and see where I'm ranking in Springfield, right? So it's going to skew the results if that search has been done like more than twice. So you have a couple of options, which is to clear the cache, and usually clearing cache on the phone is a little bit trickier than it sounds. but you can always open incognito window and get a clean search. And when you do that, you're gonna see the accurate results. And that's gonna show you if you really are or are not ranking regularly. So the position doesn't change. You have great results as far as your looking at your reviews and your star rating and all of those things. You definitely are up there in the higher threshold of what we look at. You have 38 verified reviews. Like you said, you only have one bad review, which, I mean, let's be real. You can't please everybody all the time, right?
No, sometimes, and it's not even really anything about, like,
you.
The quality of work, my workmanship. It's just I didn't call her to tell her I didn't want to do the job.
I understand. They can be stinkers. I get it. Again, we're here to support you. We understand. You know, and I get that. We get that 100%. So,
The only reason I had asked about the directory thing is because I had this other company, marketing company, call me and tell me that my current marketing team, which is Local Splash,
yeah,
is missing adding me to certain directories, and that's the reason why I'm not popping up on the first page of Google.
Sure. So let me tell you something. As a Google Premier partner, there is, you've heard us tell you a million times. We have access to things that other companies don't. So that company is clearly trying to just say, hey, we're missing directories. But those directories, adding you to all of those random directories, Brown Book, Hot Frog, Kudzu, stuff you've never even heard of, all that does is create more spam and scam calls coming in directly to you. The top five directories that Google indexes is Yelp, Apple, Bing, Facebook, and Google Local Maps, which you've already been listed in all of those. So, I mean, they're talking more like a Yext submission, which is over 60 directories, and that is not recommended by Google. That's why Google recommends to stop using that type of stuff. But in addition to that, if there is, say, a specific directory that you do want a listing with, for example, say you wanted one with Brown Book, right? Say you're like, I really want the Brown Book listing. Cool. We will go in and manually create that for you.
I've never even heard of that.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. You asked him, what are the top directories? Which top directories are we missing? Which one? They might say Yahoo. Okay, cool. We could do Yahoo. It's just not, it doesn't help the service as well as the top five. We only want to charge you for what we need to. And if we start adding a bunch of directories and then you're getting a bunch of spam, first of all, we're doing a lot more work for you just to be really unhappy. You know, like.
Yep. No, you make perfect sense. Perfect.
And what I'm doing for you is I'm sending you a link right now. This should work. I've gone in and done an incognito search looking for your business because I'm in California. And it shows me here that you are ranking fourth on the first page of Google. So they do have to click on the more places, but you're right there. And, you know, a few more positive reviews is definitely going to push you over the threshold to get you in the top three and keep you ranking there. But, I mean, fourth is not a bad spot to be by any means. I think as long as you're in the top five, it's usually pretty good, right?
Yeah, and then, like, I mean, this is only, I'm going into my third year of business. So, I mean, I think that's pretty good of where I'm at right now.
That's great.
I know guys that have been in there, been in there 6 years, and they're now just getting to where the exposure that I have.
Right. You know. people are always going to try to talk you out of going with whoever you're with. And what they don't tell you is this, like, say you went with that competitor, right? Say you went with that competitor and you're like, you know, I'm going to give you a shot. What they're not telling you, because you've been with Local Splash for 2.5 years already, and the embedding of everything that we've done for you, is that your ranking would actually drop for the first 3 to 6 months that you go with them, because it's just the way the algorithm works.
Yep, confusion too. All the confusion,
you know what I mean?
And everything like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're not saying, they're saying, hey, come over here. They're missing a bunch of directories. They're doing this. They're doing that. But in reality, they're not telling you, hey, by the way, you're going to take a hit. You're going to take a hit in the number of calls, where and how you're ranking, while we get everything back up and running. And that's not us who decides that. It's not us saying, well, you left us, let's put a bad mark on you. It's not that at all. It's literally Google. It is literally Google. So, I mean, I've had customers come over from other companies, right, Juan? And they're like, yeah, I've been with Town Square for 5 years, or I've been, you know, with AdIQ for this long, or I've been doing
this.
How
do you know it was Town Square?
It's just one of our top competitors. I'm just throwing ones out there. Yeah. I don't even care because they don't compete on the same level, you know? So, to me,
nobody's been able to. Nobody's
yeah.
been able to.
Oh, I love
I take
that.
Your calls for I can get educated. And then everything that there's the latest ones that reached out to me.
Uh-huh.
And they're the ones that told me about the directory thing and everything like that. But any company that's ever called me, I give them their time, but that
right.
is also for, I can get more information.
Right.
And then if there is something that I don't know about, I also
right.
bring it to your guys' attention and
right.
you guys educate me more. And then if it's something that does need to be fixed, you guys fix it. I am completely happy with Local Splash. I am ready for the Google Ads.
Okay.
So I'm good with the $300 or whatever.
Okay.
For to start off.
Cool. I'll go ahead and get that going for you right now, and we'll get those ads up and running. Okay. So I have a question for you. Your regular billing date is on the 17th of each month, and today's the 16th. It looks like we have a service credit in for you. You are only paying us $100 on the 17th of October. So do you mind if I go ahead and run that $100 today with the $300 Google ad, or do you want it to run once today
yeah.
and again tomorrow?
No, we can run it. We can run it. We can do it today. We can do it. However
do it all
you think
today? Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and do that right now. So you will see those come across. Okay, process the payment. That's done. And then you're going to see the next one come through, the 300. Now, these are all 100% tax write-off on your end-of-year business taxes, I'll remind you.
Okay.
So we make sure that, you know, we make sure that we take excellent care of you. And then what will happen is the 300 in Google Ads will bill regularly on the 17th. So next month, your bill would be normally $249. It will be $549. If you at any point want to stop the Google Ads, or you want to change the Google Ads, you want to increase the Google Ads, just let us know before the 17th so that we can go ahead and make those changes, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. So we'll go ahead and get...
How many ads run?
Okay, that's a great question. So it's not necessarily a number of ads that run. It's $300 worth, but also the extra $130 credit in the first 30 days. So the way it works is when it's up at the top of the page, folks don't always have to click on you for you to get the advantage of being listed in that section, especially because you're listed so closely right underneath the Google ad in the local map. What happens is they'll see the Google ad, and then they'll go ahead and they'll scroll down a little bit further, and they see the local map, and they click on the local map. So you're not charged for that Google ad. That Google ad click is like usually between two to a max of like around $5 to $7 for the Google
okay.
ad. So it's a click-through rate. We stretch that budget over the entire month. We don't allow that to be clicked through in the first, you know, couple of days. That's not going to do you any good. If you have a good 2 days and you're like, what happened the rest of the month? Well, we spent all the money, you know, so we stretch it out. So that way you're able to get the activity. Your ad isn't going to be running 24/7. It is going to be rotating. The more that you increase into your Google ad, yes, it is going to increase the activity as well as how often you're showing up. But you can show up at the top and then never click on that ad. You still get the exposure from it because you basically have two pieces of real estate on the first page of Google. You know, you as well as I, think about how many times you see something at the top and you're like, oh, okay, and you keep scrolling. You're like, oh, man, there it is again. By the time you see it the second or third time, you've already clicked on it. You're like, what is this? You know?
Yep. Yep. So, do you guys do like local targeting or anything like that?
Yes, absolutely. To the specific zip codes and areas that you're targeting in. Absolutely. And I'll have Mary call you back just to make sure that we have all those target areas and everything fine tuned for you.
Perfect. 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 Perfect.
Okay.
Yep. And then so I know, like, if you increase your budget, like you were just saying, you know what I mean, it increases the activity, increases your exposure, all the clicks and everything like that. You pop up more. Same thing with Facebook budget as well, too. That's something that I can change later on if I wanted to, right?
At any point in time. I mean, really, I would recommend increasing the Facebook too, because when we have it at 200 or more, then you're able to get automatic form fill. So when people are on Facebook and they click on your ad, it automatically pops up like a form of questions for them that are specific to your business. And it's basically like they're filling out a lead, you know?
Yep, and I think I kind of have that in place. You guys are, that's what I keep saying, you guys are just awesome. You guys are amazing.
Yeah. Well, if I recommend
any businesses, I recommend you guys to all of the businesses that I ever come across.
Well, I hope that when you recommend them, you tell them to say your business name and phone number because you get a credit.
I do, and I've
okay,
got credits and stuff like that.
Yeah, oh, okay, so, good.
Yep, you guys are on top of it. I love it. Mary's awesome. She's been on top of stuff, calling, reaching out. I'm excited for this next year coming up, this new season that's going to be starting next year. So
beautiful. I'm excited for it too for you. This is going to be awesome. Let me ask you, did you want to go ahead and increase the Facebook ads as well?
Yes.
Okay, how much do you want to do for Facebook ads?
Can we add another extra 100?
Yep. I'm going to go ahead and bill that now. And then that'll bring your grand total to 649 total for the monthly. So 200 Facebook ad, 300 Google ad, and 149 for your local.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
But the 149, I think you guys got me on that.
We do. Every other month we give you a credit, a special credit for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep, we sure do.
Awesome.
Yep, we try to be loyal to those that are loyal to us. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I mean that's the smart thing to do. I mean, because if you keep your clients happy, your customers happy, then you know you got more business coming in.
Yes, absolutely. And we want you guys to get them. The more business that you get, the more business we're gonna get, right?
Yep. Yep.
So, love that. All right, you'll see those invoices come across now. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and if you need anything else, please let me know, okay?
Thank you so much for the time and all the help and all the information that you've given me, and I hope you have a wonderful day as well.
You're so, so welcome, Juan. I really appreciate your time in speaking with you today, and I look forward to connecting with you again. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.